Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I ask you, Father, to bless each and every one who are listening to this show live, and also those who will be listening in the archive. I thank you for Blog Talk Radio and for this channel that you have given us to fellowship with our brothers and sisters from all over the country and the world.
Hello. not a whole lot going on.
We're on the network.
We're on the network.
Cletus.
Going on.
We're on the network.
Penis.
Wow, that was intense, dude.
Wow. That was major.
Nor can more.
You should have been more specific.
They said Greg.
My heart is not intuitive. All right.
I know.
Oh
my God.
It's really not. It's okay. It's my flaw.
Patriot Greg.
Hey Vince, there's a change in the troll wars. Goofy's gonna be upset.
Am I live?
You're on the air.
What's up, Ghost?
How's it going?
Just wanted to invite you to the troll wars on Monday if you wanted to come on to the show.
Jesus Christ. Damn off! These people are idiots.
Hello? My name's Larry O'Connor.
This is William Jefferson Clinton.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Fits the bay. He is not gay.
Stupid son of a bitch. Shut up.
Is that Vincent the gay or what?
Vince the bay?
The gay bay.
Vince is not gay.
Cactus.
That's right.
Some fruity ass little fruit bowl named Vincent the bay.
Yeah, right me.
Vince is a swell troll.
Yahoo.
Cactus.
What about Vince in the bay?
Vince in the bay.
The gay bay.
Vince in the bay.
Representing the bay.
We're on the network.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Gay.
Vince in the Bay.
These people are idiots.
Hey, everybody. It's Vince in the Bay. In the Bay. Just getting things started here. Up in just a second, I'm going to have my good friend and compatriot, Ronnie Buck, who's going to be my guest for the program this evening. If you want to join us here, we're gonna meet Ronnie in a second, and then we'll take calls later on. The number's the huge. 347-826-7667 is Vince in the Bay. I have an intro here that I want to play. I want to give you a taste of Ron, before I put Ronnie Rucker on, I want to give you a little taste of what he's all about. He's formerly the editor-in-chief of Today Hill magazine. Infamous scene that had a small little lifespan in the 90s. I think he resurrected it again later in the 2000s. And now he's directed his own program, which actually was born, sort of the seed for his current program was planted here on BTR. Remember when Ronnie started his show, listened to each other's show here on BTR, and he since left BTR, and now he's doing fantastic over at his own website. We'll give you all the month, we'll jump up on that in a sec. I want to say hi to Ken Lamar real quick. Ken, thank you for joining me here tonight. I thought I uploaded a clip. I want to play a clip before bring Ronnie on. I have a clip that I put together from his show that he did last night. He puts on his great show on Saturday nights. I get the podcast. If I can't catch it live, I usually try to catch it live, at least part of it, if not all of it. And then if I miss anything, whatever, I check the podcast out. He's got a great taste in music, and he posts his podcast link to the podcast and also to the tracks that he plays in the show. I'm going to break it all down, y'all. But before we get going here, I want to say, hey, what's up to the Chitty Chit Chatters, Iconoclast DX, Jay Maskin, and more. One screen to Ronnie Brook, Spacefoot, Bird Girl. I've been saying. And I'll be right back with my good friend, Ronnie Rucker, right here on Blog Talk Radio and your Sunday night disorderly conduct. we shall return. Hang on. I'll be right back.
The
You got to know the real. What you thought? You thought you weren't gonna see me? Come on. Yeah, come on. Come on. Some people in the face don't charade. Them promenade with facades, even snakes and snowflakes full of fraud. But I'm on the Lord's complex and tough cakes. I react and subtract. I impact and attract while they slack and piggyback. I blacked out. Swing a battle axe at a pool. Avalanche on the ranch, cause my style straight for noodles and spam with grand slams. Advance with elegance and mystique. Unaware that you speak irrelevant. Prepare to outlast by dread. The outcast with guns to outblast and love to outlast like a sumo. I'm pushing kids out of the loop cause they look soft like a cracker in soup. And I don't care what you got, who you know or what not, cause even big shots with buckshot. Poke the guys I rose to a fool and bit the bullshit to do and get bigger cause everywhere I go they telling me my nigga who that.
I like the way he do that cause nowadays they do that. Who that? Can represent the who that? Can make the world who that? Some people, but we do that. Who that? Who that? I like the way
magnanimous, my touch magnificent. I hush hilarious with immaculate chances, known for stacking the chances back in the past. Don't make my niggas pass it and blast. Don't make the last one that you ever hear be, yo, there he go. Cause niggas are splashing, dashing, get to know Mexico. I'm coming straight from New York where we stalking, double talk, pop corks and jaywalk in the street with tomahawk. Back door to a floor, assault, block, assault, somersault. Hope you never halt, open the vaults once again. The name's Trez, I'll be the one you're getting under. Even if you hit the number, looking better than you're gonna let it begin. Let the wave spin like a blend, dress to a 10, shade of Caribbean men. Either say it was stolen, nigga, say it again. Let it ascend, rewind and play it again.
You're tuned into Beneath Everything. There is a slight change to the drinking game rules that are associated with the show. If and when I take off my shirt today, you're going to have to take, chug whatever you're drinking. Now, with that said, there's a few other rules, and I'll get to those shortly after this first track. Stephanie from Silver City, New Mexico, requesting a new track off of Talib Kweli's album, Gutter Rainbows, out now. Get this stuff into your life. If you don't have it already, more power to me, because I'm going to be soon becoming the new leader of a country that will be named shortly. Odds are at some point you're going to have to chug whatever. Did I say that? When I take off my shirt, you have to chug whatever you're drinking. If I use profanity, like fuck you, hey douchebag, you motherfucker, get off my lawn, or oh yeah, fuck you, dude, shit, piss, whatever, you have to drink. Let's get into what this show is all about. Fuck you, whatever. You have to drink. I think it's gonna be good. Fuck that. I know it's gonna be good. You're beneath everything. Let's get into it. Jesus Christ.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, Ronnie.
Fuck you, Saddam Hussein of Iraq.
Kristen from Heaven Beach wants to know, how is teaching working out for you? You know, I don't want to go to gym. Let's get into the next question. I've been there, done that, don't want to do that. Next question is from Heather, San Jose, California. Wants to know, what's the most requested song you guys get? Coconut Records, Night Timing, something that I get almost every day. Many of you might not know this, but big stars like me, we do commercials for, like, beer and shit in Japan and soap, like, you know. That was the inbox. Thanks for sending those in. We played new music out this week by Destroyer, Strip Mall Architecture, and Group Love. We answered some of your questions during the inbox. Hit us up beneath everything radio at gmail.com. We played a bunch of music picked by you. Fuck this. Fuck all of this. Mark, you are so fucking... Mark, if you were getting paid, I would fire you right now. Mark, oh, God, we all have to talk. No Denny's for you. Fuck it. You better fucking get your fucking Sunday outfit on, because we're filming the shit out of you. Okay, so Mark obviously failed. Salim Akbarak, our good friend over there in Egypt, obviously is having issues. Pump your brakes. Nobody wants to see that, dude. They want to see me. So, obviously, my drunkard state fucked it all up. And during the show, I got a request for a track called Dirty Goods. A group called Dirty Goods, track called Hollywood. As somebody out here trying to make his way, I should do a rap, right? The chat room is telling me I should do a rap. It's called Loading. New Times Viking Music Block. We played a grip of shit, yeah. We knew music got to sleep by so-and-so and so-and-so. And we started the show off with so-and-so asking some questions from you and you and you and her and him. And started the show off with a new track from Twali Pali off his new track on Rabbit. Everything that you heard tonight, links will be on our blog shortly after the show. Follow us on Twitter at Beneath Radio. Oh man, another fucking shirt ruined. Just fucking spilled a little drip on my shit again. Whatever. It's been awesome. Now I say goodbye. Peace.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Join Vince and his guest, Ronnie Wrecker. Also, Vince takes your call. Plus, anal bleaching. All that and more right now on Disorderly Conduct.
The Bay. All right, I'm here for real now. Oh, God. Thank you, everybody in the chat room. I'm loving the love in the chitty chat room. Blue Goose, Frank from West Virginia, guest 11557, guest 11575, Iconoclast TX, Jay Mackin, Kenmore, One Angry Jew, Pegasus, 031475, Ronnie Rucker, Smart Scarecrow, Space Poet, and your girl, Callie. Kenmore is here, of course, with me to let me know if I'm Patriot bragging. How are we looking right now, Ken?
You're looking better than ever.
All right, good.
Sexy motherfucker.
All right. Appreciate that. I'm going to bring out my good, my comrade all the way from Hawaii, Mr. Ronnie Rucker. What's up, Ronnie?
Hey, Vince. I hope you can hear me.
I can totally hear you, dude. Loud and clear,
okay, cool.
Bro.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
What's up, man? Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being on, dude.
No problem.
So I hope you enjoyed that little opening montage there. That was basically, for those of you who are listening or not familiar with Ronnie's work, that would be everybody in the chat room except for your girl, Callie, pretty much. And Smart Scarecrow, I guess. Ronnie Rucker puts out this program, and that little montage there was basically a real quick synopsis of Ronnie's show, minus all the music he plays, which is really cool music, by the way. And I want to ask you about that. But why don't you tell us, Ronnie, first of all, my listeners here that aren't familiar with your work, tell us a little bit about what you do at night on your program on Saturday night.
I get drunk, I play music picked by the listeners, and play videos, etc., do little bits, try to entertain the masses, I guess. Is that good enough?
Yeah. So, yeah, that's perfect, man. That's in a nutshell.
I thought everybody heard that whole montage. I figured I would try to keep it vague.
All right. Yeah. So, Ronnie, in the spirit of your program, which I know your program, you're very strict. You run your program kind of like a dictator, right? Is that safe to say?
Yes.
You're kind of like a tyrant. You're sort of like the Hugo Chavez of internet broadcasting.
I cannot agree with you anymore. Yes, Sam. I rule with an iron fist.
Yeah, you're kind of like Castro out there on your little island, with your little fascist programming you got there. I understand where you're coming from. I appreciate it. I respect it. Hence, you're here.
Yes. Thanks for
having
me.
But in the spirit of your program, I thought for those of you who got that opening there, I thought in the spirit of the program, we would all take off our clothes and also drink every time somebody cusses.
Fuck yeah, sounds good.
Do you have a beverage right now, Ronnie?
I do. I have the Oak Tree out of California wine that I've been drinking this whole week. It's been my flavor of
the month. Now, you're a wino, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes, it is my drug of choice.
Yeah, you're certifiable. That means, now this doesn't mean he's like a bum living under a bridge, drinking wine. It just means he's a connoisseur.
No, it means I'm a bum living under a bridge.
But you have a good taste in wine, though. The wine you are drinking under the bridge is quality.
No. It's like $3 wine, bro.
Or not.
No, it's not. I'm a firm believer that the cheaper the booze, the better it is. Now, I have no way of justifying that. I have no, point to make or anything like that to try to, get everybody to believe or hop on board my whole vibe. But that's just how I live my life. If it's cheaper, the cheaper the booze is, the better. Every time. It gets you more drunk. It shouldn't taste good because, I don't know, it's booze. It shouldn't be, like, awesome, right? It should just get you fucked up. So I go straight for the, you know, I go all the way to the left side, like the far left, and I'm not, and that sounds really, that's not, no pun intended. I go all the way to the left to get my wine, whatever's the last one on the shelf, all the way on the left, I get it. $3 is what I'm going at right now. It's been the, sort of the norm.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. He is a certified wino and also the host of his own internet broadcast every Saturday night. He's Ronnie Rucker. Ronnie, I have a lot of stuff I want to throw at you, but I also, you know my show. I take calls, and it's a caller-based show. Do you mind taking some calls?
I have no qualms with that. I'll take a call.
Yeah, you're a friend of the show. You know the format here. You know the different characters
afraid.
I have. I'm not afraid for you at all. I didn't think you'd be afraid. I just wanted to forewarn you that the trolls are around and they could bubble to the surface at any point. But we'll try to keep it clean here. That's kind of why I tried to put it on earlier. I wanted it to be a family oriented show. You know, so hopefully we get the, you know, we can have a good time. But I do have some panelists I want to bring on in a second, and we're gonna party here, despite what people want to do. Anyways, I'm sorry, I'm distracted. I'm looking at the switchboard here, and I want to bring on a good friend of yours, Ronnie. This is almost like this is your life, Ronnie Rucker. No, I have my good friend who's also, of course, entertainment correspondent for with me on the program. I'm sure she has some questions for you regarding entertainment, considering you're an entertainer. Let me put her on. This is your girl, Callie. What a do.
And also, Ronnie Rucker's number one stalker. I'd be able to say that I'm his number one stalker, always in California.
These people are idiots.
I do have a question for Ronnie. Can I have your baby?
Callie? Sure, why not? You can have all of them. I got three, so I'll send them your way.
All right. I just really wanted to say that.
Actually, I don't have any. Please stay my stalker, because without the stalker, I would be lost.
Wait, what'd you ask for, Callie?
I said, can I have Ronnie's babies?
Oh, do you guys want a room? Do you guys want to be alone? Hang on, I'll just let me dim the light here. Let me put dim the light. I'll give you guys a few moments. Go ahead. Go for it.
Hey, Callie. I know you want. You know you want my babies.
Definitely. I'm like the
come a little
one
closer.
Okay. But for all people that don't know, like. When
that's it? That was like a quickie. Are you kidding me? My God. I last longer than that.
Just for
all
the
right.
record, that's
right, cut it,
I get
cut
that. I get that question a lot, mainly from Callie, but I do get it a lot. And I think it's one of the most interesting questions ever, because it's like, you know, it's one of those people want my babies, and I don't know why. Because, I don't know, you've seen me. You guys have seen me. I don't know why someone wants this.
Oh, my gosh.
But
I just thought I was stalking your face like a couple days ago. And, like, you're like, I don't know, I just saw some photos. I was like, damn, Ronnie Todd. You can definitely tell that you're Hawaiian.
Well, thank you very much, Callie. I appreciate your stalkerness.
But I was going to say, like, before, because no one knows, like, the whole Vince, Ronnie, Callie thing, like, I met Ronnie on Vince's show. We did trivia, like, the first time that we, like, talked to each other. But I think they were, like, the most fun and lovable guys on Blog Talk Radio. And since I don't do Blog Talk Radio, and Ronnie doesn't do it either, it was good. It was good to know that I hosted shows with a really good, you know, other host. Am I even making sense? I'm just trying to say there's good people on Blog Talk Radio, I should say. And it goes silent.
Very well then.
Very cool, Callie. Thanks.
I was saying, like...
So be it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, Ronnie, I want to ask you. Ronnie, I caught your program. I watched most of it live. I missed the tail end, but I caught the whole podcast. And I know you were having some problems. You're on top of everything on your show. Your show is mainly a music-based show, I would say, but you also you tackle all forms of entertainment. You do a movie review, you answer listeners' emails, and you do news. And I understand you had some problems with your video hookup with Cairo yesterday. Can you tell us what happened there?
Yes. I do. I have an intern. His name is Mark with a C. He is actually present. He's kind of in the other room over here. He sort of monitors the things that I do. Basically, he gets my booth and, handles some of the harder stuff that I can handle. Anyways, there's a friend of the show that we have. His name's Salim. I call him Slim because it's easier. He's in Egypt. He helps us out with some of our internet stuff and some of our, like, tech shit that we do. And he's in Egypt, and as many people know, Egypt is kind of blowing up. So we tried to get a live feed on, and Mark fucked it up. It ended up not working. We didn't get in touch with Salim. We had some minor, like, mishap with the second attempt at hooking up. But I think, you know, it ended up working out all right. Just minor technical difficulties. But I don't know. Did you think it was cool? I thought it was funny. In retrospect, it was really funny. I found it quite humorous. But and you know, we had to have an emergency meeting because, you know, as you know, I have a CEO and a board of directors that I have to answer to, and they didn't like the fact that I was blowing up this Egypt feed on Twitter all day Saturday, and that it didn't work out. But our numbers for that show, actually had a meeting today. I had to rush out of that to get to this, which I was very excited to be doing. Hold on. I need to get more wine. Yeah, it went pretty well.
I'm sorry. Am I muted? Yeah, I'm unmuted. There we go. Ronnie, hey, we're going to take a break. Ronnie's going to get some more wine. Callie is gone. I'm Vincent the Bay. I'm going to take a little break here. Like I said, Ronnie's going to get some more wine. I'm going to get some more grapes, if you know what I'm talking about. I got grapes. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, then... Here's a little hint. I'll be right back with Ronnie Rucker right here on Totally Conduct.
Right. 2 years after the worst recession most of us have ever known, the stock market has come roaring back. Corporate profits are up. The economy is growing again. I've seen it in the shuttered windows of once booming factories, in the vacant storefronts on once busy main streets. I've heard it in the frustrations of Americans who've seen their paychecks dwindle or their jobs disappear. Steel mills that once needed 1,000 workers can now do the same work with 100. But we have never measured progress by these yardsticks alone. We measure progress by the success of our people, of Google and Facebook. And yes, we know that some of them are gay. Let us serve them as well as they've served us by giving them the equipment they need, things like computer chips and GPS. We need to get behind this innovation. And to help pay for it, I'm asking Congress to eliminate the billions in taxpayer dollars we currently pass on to our children. I don't know if you've noticed, but they're doing just fine on their own. And yes, we know that some of them are gay. I think I can help them, and I need to try. I'm not sure how we'll reach that better place beyond the horizon, but I know we'll get there. I know we will. We do big things. Our destiny remains our choice. And tonight, more than two centuries later, it's because of our people, and yes, we know that some of them are gay, that our future is hopeful, our journey goes forward, and the state of our union is strong. Thank you. God bless you. And may God bless the United States of America.
prone to disorderly conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
In the Bay, back here with you. We're getting ready to launch into hour number two with Ronnie Rucker, our special guest tonight. We're going to start taking calls at 347-826-7667. I've got Ken Moore backing me up. He's helping me out with all the
hatred, Greg.
Stuff. So, Ronnie, I don't know if you're familiar with the term Patriot Greg, but there's a user on Blog Talk Radio named Patriot Greg. He's got his own show on BTR. But we came up with a safe word. We wanted to come up with a safe word when people's audio gets like garbled, especially with Skype connections. It's so spotty. I'm sure it's like that with your show too. But the Skype connection can get really spotty with BTR even, which is ridiculous because it's just low bandwidth audio to begin with, and the fact that it just still chugs along is just mind boggling. But whatever. So we're so used to it now that when we do the chit chat show here, we've come up with the term Patriot Gregging, and what that basically means is that your audio is like garbled, or there's some you know, you're dropping out, or some sort of audio problem.
Cool.
So that's what that is.
Patriot Greg.
And that's Patriot Greg saying Patriot Greg. So sometimes I have to clarify because he actually calls in sometimes, or he'll be in the chat room and I'll be like, oh, Patriot Greg. Yeah, no, the person, not the term or whatever.
Cool. I'm not familiar with his work,
yeah.
but sounds cool.
He's pretty amazing.
Am I supposed to like him or not like him?
You're supposed to love him like everybody else. Why would you hate anybody?
I said, like, no, I just don't know. Like, I don't know if he's somebody that's like.
No, he's not an enemy. He's not an enemy. He's a friend of the show. He's a good guy.
Vince,
okay, cool.
did you have Patriot Greg bless this show yet?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Ronnie, you heard that, right? The blessing of the show?
No.
Oh, here. You want
to
hear the blessing of the show?
Sure.
Yeah, here. Yeah. This is Patriot Greg. You need the backstory, I guess. This is Patriot Greg blessing the show. I might as well do it. I should actually, you know, it's probably smart and safer to bless the show every hour. And I'll probably do a show blessing again in another 5 minutes. Because we blessed the last hour already. We'll bless the new hour in just a second. We're also going to take calls in the second hour at 347-826-7667. I got my homie Ronnie Rucker hanging out with me. Ken Morris here backing me up, watching out for all my Patriot Greg instances. And excuse me. I want to say hello to Blue Goose, Iconoclast TX, Jay Mackin, Ken Moore, Pegasus 031475, Ronnie Rucker, Smart Scarecrow, Space Poet, and your girl Callie, all in the chat room, chit-chatting it up. Jay Mackin laying down the Urban Dictionary definition of Blumpkin. Okie dokie. All right. Well, I'm going to take another short break here. And then we'll do a blessing of the show and come back with Ronnie Rucker. I have some questions for Ronnie. We already chatted up Egypt and his encounter getting a feed from Egypt. You heard the State of the Union there. Our president subtly hinting to his homosexual constituents how much he's done for them with his repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, whatever that did. So
We'll chit chat about that also this week. This is sort of a weekend review also. The Oscar nominations were announced. I know Ronnie is a huge movie fan. He does a movie review every week, so he's probably already got some front runners in the Oscars. Also, coming up this week, I know Ronnie's a huge music guy. He's always reviewing the new, latest upcoming releases, and when we come back with Ronnie, hopefully we'll get him to tell us a little bit about the new releases that are coming up this week that we should look out for and what he might be previewing on his program, because he always gets the inside scoop on tracks. And also, there's a track that Ronnie played last night on a show that I'm going to try to track down and play, because I thought it was really cool. I pretty much every time I listen to Ronnie's show or watch Ronnie's show, there'll be at least one song by somebody I've never heard of that I'll think is just fucking awesome, and I'll download it. And I'm going to try to download that before the show's over and play that for you and figure out who the fuck it was and have Ronnie explain to me what the hell it was. So that's coming up. Stay tuned. Be right back here with Ronnie Rucker. But before I come back, we're going to have the blessing of the second hour of the program by Patriot Greg. A lot of people have heard this a bazillion times. I'm actually kind of getting tired of it, but I still think it's funny, and I love it, and I love Patriot Greg, and I think he's fucking awesome. And so we're going to do that in a second, but before that, we're going to take a little break and chit-chat it up in the chat room. I'm Vincent the Bay. Call me, 347-826-7667.
Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I ask you, Father, to bless each and every one who are listening to this show live and also those who will be listening in the archive. I thank you for Blog Talk Radio and for this channel that you have given us to fellowship with our brothers and sisters from all over the country and the world.
Hello. not a whole lot going on.
You're shining down.
Are we on the network?
We're on the network.
Go!
Cletus.
What's going on?
We're on the network.
Penis.
Wow, that was intense, dude.
Wow.
That was
neither. Nor can more.
You should have been more specific.
Patriot Greg.
My heart is not intuitive. All right.
I know.
Oh, my God.
It's really not. It's okay. It's my flaw.
Patriot Greg.
Hey, Vince, there's a change in the Troll Wars. Goofy's going to be upset.
Am I live?
You're on the air.
What's up, Ghost?
How's it going?
Just wanted to invite you to the Troll Wars on Monday if you wanted to come on to the show.
Jesus Christ, come off! These people are idiots.
Hello. My name's Larry O'Connor.
This is William Jefferson Clinton.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Fits the Bay. He is not gay.
Stupid son of a bitch. Shut up!
Is that Vincent the Gay or what?
Vincent the Bay?
The Gay Bay.
Vince is not gay.
Cactus.
That's right.
Some fruity ass little fruit bowl named Vincent the Bay.
Yeah,
right, me.
Vince is a slump troll.
Yahoo.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince in the Bay.
The Gay Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
We're on the network.
Oh, my God.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Ronnie Rucker. You're tuned into Beneath Everything. There is a slight change to the drinking game rules that are associated with the show. If and when I take off my shirt today, you're going to have to chug whatever you're drinking. Now, with that said, there's a few other rules, and I'll get to those shortly after this first track. Stephanie from Silver City, New Mexico, requesting a new track off of Talib Kweli's album, Gutter Rainbows, out now. Get this stuff into your life. If you don't have it already, more power to me. Because I'm going to be soon becoming the new... a leader of a country that will be named shortly. Odds are at some point you're going to have to chug whatever. Did I say that? When I take off my shirt, you have to chug whatever you're drinking. If I use profanity, like fuck you, hey douchebag, you motherfucker, get off my lawn, or oh yeah, fuck you, dude, shit, piss, whatever, you have to drink. Let's get into what this show is all about. Fuck you, whatever, you have to drink. I think it's going to be good. Fuck that. I know it's going to be good. You're beneath everything. Let's get into it. Jesus Christ.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, Ronnie.
Fuck you, Saddam Hussein of Iraq.
Kristen from Eva Beach wants to know, how is teaching working out for you? You know, I don't want to go to jail. Let's get into the next question. I've been there, done that. Don't want to do that. This next question is from Heather, San Jose, California. Wants to know, what's the most requested song you guys get? Coconut Records, Night Timing, something that I get almost every day. Many of you might not know this, but big stars like me, we do commercials for, like, beer and shit in Japan and soap, like, you know. That was the inbox. Thanks for sending those in. We played new music out this week by Destroyer, Strip Mall Architecture, and Group Love. We answered some of your questions during the inbox. Hit us up at beneatheverythingradio@gmail.com. We played a bunch of music picked by you. Fuck this. Fuck all of this. Mark, you are so fucking... Mark, if you were getting paid, I would fire you right now. Mark, oh, God, we all have to talk. No Denny's for you. Fuck it. You better fucking get your fucking Sunday outfit on because we're filming the shit out of you. Okay, so Mark obviously failed. Salim Akbarak, our good friend over there in Egypt, obviously is having issues. Pump your brakes. Nobody wants to see that dude. They want to see me. So, obviously, my drunkard state fucked it all up. And during the show, I got a request for a track called Dirty Goods. The track, or no, I'm sorry, a group called Dirty Goods, track called Hollywood. As somebody out here trying to make his way, I should do a rap, right? The chat room is telling me I should do a rap. It's called Loading, a New Times Viking music blog. We played a grip of shit, yeah. We knew music got to sleep by so-and-so and so-and-so. And we started the show off with so-and-so asking some questions from you and you and you and her and him. And started the show off with a new track from Twali Pali off his new track on Rabbit. Everything that you heard tonight, links will be on our blog shortly after the show. Follow us on Twitter at Beneath Radio. Oh man, another fucking shirt ruined. Just fucking spilled a little drip on my shit again. Whatever. It's been awesome. Now I say goodbye. Peace.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Join Vince and his guest, Ronnie Wrecker. Also, Vince takes your call. Plus, anal bleaching. All that and more right now on Disorderly Conduct.
Little known fact, he's the man that holds the secret to Barack Hussein Obama's birth certificate. When they say, when the governor of Hawaii said that, oh, yeah, it's written down somewhere in the archives, you know who's really got it, or at least who knows where it really is? Among other things, Ronnie Rucker, that's not the only thing he knows, has insider knowledge of. I mean, not only does he know where Barack Hussein Obama's birth certificate is, but he also knows where the Ark of the Covenant is. So he's kind of like the Indiana Jones of the internet sphere. And he's here with me. And if you want to join us, 347-826-7667 at Vince in the Bay. Ronnie, I wanted to ask you something. Now, in that clip that we played there from your show last night, you said that you're the leader of a new country that's coming out, and the name hasn't been chosen yet. Any updates on that?
The name has not been chosen yet. That's very true. I did pose the question on Twitter the other day, requesting help in deciding the name of the country that I am, of course, the leader of, ruler, etc. There's none that have like really stuck. If you guys are out there and you want to help us decide, and we're going to announce this next week on our show on Saturday, what the name of this country is, you can follow us on Twitter and hit us up there. It's at Beneath Radio, or email us or whatever. But yeah,
twitter.com/Beneath Radio. Nice. And big ups to the chat room, the live listeners. We still got another 45 minutes to go here. If you guys want to join us, 347-826-7667 is the number. Also, everybody who's listening in the archive and the podcast download, thank you for subscribing. And if you like my show and you like what you've heard from Ronnie, you should check him out. Ronnie, once again, tell everybody how they can subscribe to your podcast.
They can watch it live on Saturday nights at 10 p.m. Pacific time on our blog, beneatheverything.com. Or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just, you know, search that shit out, Beneath Everything with Ronnie Rucker. Or you can just subscribe to your whatever RSS feed or beneatheverything.podomatic.com. It posts faster there. If you are a BlackBerry user, can I add this really quickly? If you are a BlackBerry user, we have an exclusive deal with BlackBerry where I am available on every BlackBerry phone that comes out with their newest operating system. Just search on their podcast application, Beneath Everything, and subscribe, and you'll have the show first before everybody else. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And also, on top of that, folks, he's got his own country. It's not
that too.
The name hasn't been named yet, Bert. But have you heard any rumblings, any early names that you're hearing that you like or that are getting traction early on?
The names?
Yeah.
Well, you know, everybody's like, oh, Ronnie's World. This is pretty dumb. That's a dumb one. I get it a lot. And if you're listening, you're one that, you know, did that. I'll tell you the truth. I've gotten many that say that. It's kind of sad. These are my listeners, apparently. There was one that was in Japanese that I got, and I'm not too sure. You know, I'm a big fan of watching movies in Chinese, so I get people that want to talk to me in a language that I really don't speak. So I got a few. One person actually told me to just call it Kyoto, but that's an Japan, I think, you know. If that means my connection's going out, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're cutting it out. Hang on a second. The great thing about Skype, you wait a second, then all of a sudden it's better.
Actually, he sounded fine for me, Vince.
Oh, really? Oh, that might be me then. Wow, that's weird. I'm on my phone, yeah. Though.
I'm calling in through a Google thing. But
that's weird.
It could be that.
Because I'm on my phone right now, monitoring over my phone, because I want to upload this track. I want to play this track that you played on your show last night, okay. Ronnie. That was a fucking sick track. That is perfect for perfect party music. I fucking loved it. Actually, maybe you can tell us a little bit about it. It's called Ilmerica.
Uh-huh. Do you like that one?
What's that all about?
It's just like, I mean, you know, I'm I'm not one that like loves to like classify things in genres. I just think it's all just music. But you know, like I guess it's, I think it's classified as dance music. I'm not too sure, but I'm not too sure to tell you the truth what that's all about. But it's more of a you know, because we do videos as well. It's more of a visual type of experience, if you ask me, or from my point of view. I think that's what makes it such a great song, is the video that accompanies it.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's basically the whole, did you see the video? Did you watch the video?
No, I didn't. I listened to the podcast. Right. That part I heard in the podcast.
Well, then I'm glad that you like the song without the visual, because that just means that it's that much better. The visual effect, if you follow us on Twitter, I post the replay often. You'll know when it goes down. Or if you're out there on YouTube, just check out Ill America, you know, and it'll pop up. You should watch it. Everybody should watch it. It's basically, you know, it's a crazy Adobe After Effects project, probably, where it's just the history of America going down. It's pretty wild, dude. I'm surprised you didn't watch it. I think you'll like it even more if you watch the video. But it's,
all right,
it's,
I'm gonna check it out. Well, here's the audio. I'm gonna check out the video after I listen to this audio. But this is the audio Ill America extended mix, one of Ronnie's choice cuts from his private reserve off of last night's program. This is Ill America right here on Disorderly Conduct. I'm Vincent the Band. I'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Vince is not gay. Is that Vince from the Bay? And so now your Vince is not gay because everybody thinks that because you're from the Bay, you're gay?
Man.
I don't know. What's that about, Vince?
Oh, man. I hope. Well, yeah. I don't know. I was going to say, well, it's a shame if he's not happy. So I assume that.
No, I'm pretty sure he's talking about the other gay.
Man, that's sad, man. It don't even matter, man.
Saying that he's not. I don't think.
Really don't, player. If they was tripping off you being from the Bay, making speculation, you know what I'm saying?
But I'm sure it probably matters to him if he's not gay and he's trying to get the ladies and people be thinking he's gay. That's not good.
Right.
But if you're gay, be gay. But you're not gay.
There
and that's
is.
Why you're saying you're not gay. So, yeah you don't want to be thought of as gay if you're not gay because that kind of messes up your game a little bit.
Yeah.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. In the Bay. Back here with Ronnie Rucker and Ken Moore, and I have a caller here from the 703, I believe. This could be Smart Scarecrow. Smart Scarecrow, is that you?
That's me. I've been called worse usually by my wife. And, you know, I was listening to that lead-in, and I thought everybody from the Bay was gay. I'm wrong?
You are incorrect. That's right. It's been debunked.
You know,
I'm from
south of Washington D.C. and I can tell you 100% for sure, I am indeed full of shit, just like everybody else who lives near Washington D.C. So I just assumed you're from the Bay. I don't hold no grudges. Gay don't bother me. Anyway, hey,
very
so
well
you know, it's a great show. I don't think I've ever listened to your show before, and you got a pretty good shtick. It's actually quite entertaining. I want you to know, I passed on Jeff Rentz tonight to listen to this, and he was interviewing Jim Mars. He was interviewing Jim Mars from down in Texas, which is one of my favorite interviews.
Does Jeff Rentz, does that guy still charge for his listening for his show?
No, I listen to it for free, but I send the guy some money because I like him, and I do subscribe to his archive.
Are you a shoutcast or something?
No, he's got a small network now. I think he's got about 6 or 8 broadcasters that broadcast. He's on the Globalstar satellite transponder. It's satellite radio.
Okay.
But he puts on an interesting show. I get a little weirded out when he starts doing the alien abductions and the weirdo voodoo stuff. But every once in a while, he's got a really good guest on that is quite entertaining.
All right.
I just wanted to call up and thank you for interviewing my main man Ronnie Rucker. He's a hell of a guy. I've been following his show for quite a while, and even though he and I disagree on everything, I find him to be a very amusing entertainer, and I get a kick out of his shtick too. And I kind of like your shtick. So if you don't mind, if I'm not totally unworthy, I'd like to stop by and listen to your show from time to time.
Hey, Kemosabe, you are more than welcome to stop by this program any time of day, but preferably between 10 p.m. Pacific and 1 a.m. God fucking damn it.
What is my phone squirrely? Yeah, I do have a VoIP system here.
No, Vince.
No, dude, your phone's fine.
Can I just add really quick? You guys should check out Smart Scarecrow show. He does a show as well. It's good stuff. I frequent it. He might think that we disagree on everything, but I his vibe that he got going on his show, I agree with most of what he talked about. So you guys should check him out too. I'm sure he can tell you what how to get in touch with that. But really, you guys should check them out.
I shouldn't be on Vince's show advertising plugging my stuff. But I'm on J. You'll find me.
All right.
Well, hell, you know, I'll take any plug I can get. I'm a whore.
Yeah, I hear you, bro. Yeah, I'll take it where I can get it too. Well, all right, Kemosabe, I appreciate the call. If you want to hang on and stick it out with us for another half hour here, you're more than welcome to. I'm Vince in the Bay, hanging out with Ronnie Rucker, and we are taking calls at 347-826-7667. My Skype, and it seems like overall Skype connections via BTR over the course of the day have been pretty spotty, and I think part of it also has to do with the fact that I'm still uploading porn or downloading porn, but I don't know. I think I have everything else closed out. All right, I just need to call back in on my Skype again, and in the meantime, let's hear another little tunage here. This is my good friends Primus, who I missed at. I missed these guys. I went and saw this great show, the Coup at and Lyrics Born, and Rupa and April Fishes. I saw them New Year's Eve in Oakland, and two blocks away at the Fox Theater, the Primus was playing a New Year's Eve show with the Residents and a bunch of people. And Primus has got Jaylene on drums, and I'm sorry I missed that, but I had prior engagements with the Coup. But yeah, Primus right now out there touring the world. They're doing South America. Well, they're doing Australia and New Zealand right now, I think. They just got through doing South America, and in preparation for their festivities in South America, they dropped the Espanol version of a oldie but a goodie, and here it is. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'll be right back. Call me, 347-826-7667.
mud. Say I'm on mud.
Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
With Ken Moore and Ronnie Rucker. We're hanging out for another 20 minutes here. If you want to join us, again, that number 347-826-7667. And big ups to the chat room, which is kicking pretty hard right now. We got Blue Goose, Goofy Bone, Iconoclast TX, Jeanette Smith online, Jay Mackin, Ken Moore, Pegasus 031475, Ronnie Rucker, SheK, Smart Scarecrow, Space Poet, Val Villano, and your girl, Callie. Once again, folks, for those of you joining us here, I'm glad to have my good friend Ronnie Rucker here with me tonight. It's been great hanging out with you, Ronnie. Ronnie is the former editor-in-chief at Pendejo Magazine and currently hosts the broadcast Beneath Everything Radio. And he's here with me. And a little segment I like to do is I like to have callers, random people call in and ask you questions here, Ronnie. So we're sure. In the last 20 minutes here, we're going to have some people. It might get weird. You might get some odd questions, but just roll with it, dude. It'll be fine. I want to bring on the first of all, I'm going to bring on the Nature Boy. Nature Boy, what's going on, dude?
This is the new Nature Boy. This is Nature Boy number 2. And Vince of the Bay, what kind of questions do you want me to ask tonight?
Well, Nature Boy, I have my good friend Ronnie Rucker here, friend of the show, longtime friend of the show.
Who the hell is Ronnie Rucker?
Shut up. He is a longtime friend of. Hey, look, you're new to the game here, asshole.
I'm not new to the
game. Ronnie has been around a long time, and
I don't care.
Dude's got my back, and he doesn't flutter off to some flimsy, intuitive broadcast at the drop of a hat.
Let me ask this guy a question, Ronnie.
All right, ask him a question. Go ahead.
Are you and Vince the Bay gay lovers? That's my first question. Number two, are you?
Well,
a
let him answer the first.
Oh, I was going to write
three. So no, answer the first two questions, and I'll ask my third question.
Okay, what was the second one again?
Are you a pitcher or a catcher for Vince the Bay?
the first question, the first
do you understand what
question,
I'm saying?
I do understand. Your
okay.
first question, the answer is no.
Okay, and what about
the,
number two? That means number two must be no, too.
Correct.
That it?
Your third question, sir?
That all? What the hell were you
it
even on here?
It doesn't sound like it to me. It sounds like he's a pretty big pitcher catcher there. Vince of the Bay? Vince of the Bay?
Yeah, what's up, Pitcher
Boy? That's become quite what? The favorite
what?
Phrase there, Vince of the Bay.
Vince of the Bay?
What?
Who is this Ronnie, raging redhead Ronnie Rucker?
He's not a redhead.
Whatever he is, Ronnie, how are you tonight? Are you going to be taking over this show, Ronnie?
I'm mine, and no, I'm not taking over the show.
What the hell are you doing on here in the first place? Yeah, you sound pretty boring. I mean, you have no charisma at all.
Well, thank you very much. I aim to please.
Oh, no, you sound like a fun boy. Doesn't he need some Kilgore?
Yeah.
I aim to please you.
He wants to please me today later.
Yeah. He's one of those
okay.
little fun boy princes.
Say goodbye, Nature
okay.
Boy.
Yeah, all right. Bye, Nature Boy. All right. Okay.
that was cool. That's some good audio right there.
All right, so that's Nature Boy. Let's see, who else do we have here? I have a question. I have another regular here who's got some questions, some standard questions. Let's see. All right, Ronnie, let's see. Let's go with the first question here.
And what's the last world record you've ever set?
The last world record I ever set?
Yeah.
I don't have any world records. I haven't ever set one.
All right. My friend, you need to set some goals in life, it seems like.
Yeah.
All right. Think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
right.
I don't have goals.
All right. Hang on. We're going to keep – we have a couple more questions, Ronnie, but I want to bring on my good friend VMAC. VMAC, what's up, dude?
What's up, man? I have a goal. My goal is to always hate the Green Bay Packers for the rest of my life. Even after death, my ghost will hate them.
All right. Fair enough.
Cool.
Oh, my God. What?
What's going on with you, man?
Nothing, dude. I got my – okay. VMAC. To get you up to speed, I have a special show tonight. Sunday nights, I'm starting to do like a once a week just special guest thing, and I'm going to do the show a little bit earlier than usual. So I'm starting at on Sundays. I'm at 9 p.m. Pacific, so that's midnight Eastern, and I have a featured guest usually every week, and I have tonight with me my good friend Ronnie Rucker. I don't even know if you remember Beneath Everything Radio, but it used to be on Blog Talk Radio. Now it's on Justin TV, I believe, right?
Yes, now, yes.
Yeah, I get on Justin TV, .com. You don't even watch some of those pay-per-views, wink, wink.
So, Ronnie, I think you might know this, or maybe if you don't, Tuesday is February 1st, and that's when all the old school accounts, and you probably do know this because your account technically is one of them. February 1st, you can only do a 30-minute show if you have a free account. So this is the week where everybody's signing off. Everybody's leaving. Everybody's going to TalkShoe. Everybody's going – or a Ustream or live stream or whatever. It's like – a lot of the hardcore peeps are like splintering off and they're having their goodbye shows. Like tonight, my good friend Moxie had her final show. It's really sad. She's funny chick. She's got a great show. And, she's done. She's, closed up shop tonight. A lot of these, the Annie and Burles, live, those guys are done. Conservative TNT out of nowhere decided he's coming back. So I think that's what's going to – some people are going to get cold feet and come back. Some people are doing the hybrid thing, like your Ken Pettigrews, who does like a half-hour free show and then tells everybody to follow him over to live stream. But Ronnie, you jump ship from BTR a long time ago, like over a year ago, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And
I did.
Tell us
I,
your
I
experience.
Saw, I kind
Go
of
ahead.
Saw it sort of coming a long time ago. I mean, you know, like just when, you know, just having sort of a small bit of knowledge based on how it all works, where they store everybody's shows, and watching them like bank like a year's worth of my shows and your shows and every other person, I knew at some point they were going to come to a you know, the site was going to tip because it's not going to be, it's just not, you know, financially feasible for them to do that. And as, you know, like throughout that first year that I was on BTR, the influx of shows coming in and the types of shows coming in, it really was everybody. It was a free-for-all for doing shows, and it was inevitable. So, like, well, at that point, I basically realized that, you know, there was better ways, or there had to be a better way to do it, because BTR service kind of was sketchy at most of the time. I don't know if it's, like, really that bad anymore, but it used to be real sketchy. And so I always tried to, you know, like at first I was always trying to do my show without the switchboard, you know, like I tried to stream my audio from my computer into the show. I was always trying to do better. And I just got to the point where the really the worst part of the show that I was doing was the BTR portion. So I just jumped and I said, you know, I know that it can be done better somewhere else. And I did it. Like, you know, like a lot of the stuff that BTR has, it's just really what makes it easier for people. Yes, it's harder to do shows elsewhere because everything's not just there for you. You have to do the work, you know, the storing, the archiving, all that kind of stuff, but it's possible to do it. So I jumped, you know, and I'd rather have control over all of my, you know, like for instance, that first year, all my shows on iTunes are all controlled by Blog Talk Radio. And I have to live with that, you know, like, you know, they won't take it down. I've tried to get with them and they won't take it down. You know, I've been trying to get them to do it, but they won't. They, you know, it's about making money, and I'm about not giving people money for just shit. So, yeah, I moved on. I hope the best for most, for everybody that's deciding to jump ship. It's not as easy, but it's possible, and you guys should really attempt to do it.
I will.
Yeah, that was a bad
sure.
thing that Block Talk did, man. They sucked everybody in like a drug, giving everybody, you know, free, man. They pulled a Walmart on everybody.
Yeah, they did, but I don't have any, like, sympathy for people that got sucked into it, because any, you know, when people start thinking things are free and it's going to be that way for a long time, that's when you know, you drop the ball. And I think a lot of the things with the people that do shows, they have to realize that you can't drop the ball, and you got to be ahead of the game if you want to keep doing it. And like you know, you're always trying, your show is always sort of trying to advance. You're trying to do this newer type of stuff on a Sunday. You know, people are always trying, you got to one-up yourself all the time. And when you get into like this rut of, you know, it's just simple. You just come on here and you call in and there's all this stuff, you get lax and then you get screwed.
Amen, brother.
Yeah.
That's the main man beneath everything, a.k.a. Ronnie Rucker. Ronnie, we're going to wind things down in a few minutes, but I want to make sure you get out your info one more time. So if you don't mind, for the chit-chatters who are just joining us, tell us really quick who you are and tell us about your broadcast.
I do a show every Saturday night. It's at 10 p.m. Pacific time. I stream a video, a live video of the recording of a podcast. It's basically a podcast, but I record it live on the internet for everybody to join. There's a chat room, etc. I take all requests that play music picked by listeners. You can hit us up on Twitter, wherever you want to. I do that. I do album reviews, movie reviews, and I try to entertain. And then I post it online for the masses to consume. BeneathEverything.com is where you're going to want to go on Saturdays at 10 p.m. Pacific time to watch it. Or you can subscribe
to
the show on iTunes or wherever. Google Beneath Everything with Ronnie Rucker and you'll find me somewhere.
And your Twitter. Put your Twitter in the chat too.
Okay. It's twitter.com/beneathradio. Follow me. and follow back, and you'll know what's going on the whole time. Oh, I do a buzzkill, sort of like a news type of joke thing too. Thanks, Smart Scarecrow.
Oh, I missed that. I forgot. What was the buzzkill last night?
You know, like, you know how you played the whole thing, and you know, like, one of the great things about being one of the things that I like about doing my show on Saturday really late, basically 1 o'clock Eastern time is when I do my show. I get to sort of quasi get to say the last word on a lot of things, you know, so like, you know, something will happen at the beginning of the week and every show out there will comment and do like a day or two on the subject on TV everywhere. And then I sort of get to like cap it off. So I sort of touched on the Taco Bell crap going on and the Michelle Bachmann looking to the side kind of thing. And, you know, I try to be as creative as possible, so I try to do, you know, I do all this stupid green screen shit, and I try to enjoy myself, because recording a podcast is one of the most boringest things in the world. If you're sitting, you know, if you're sitting in your house by yourself recording a podcast, it's not awesome to do. So I try to get creative and do video antics, and that's what I did. And so if you go to my YouTube, youtube.com/beneatheverything, you'll find that there to watch if you'd like. And a big shout out to Jay Mackin in the chat room for following us back on Twitter. I appreciate it.
All right. So you got Ronnie Rucker here for another 5 minutes or so. If you want to jump in and if you have a question for Ronnie, this is the chance to do it. Call in now, 347-826-7667. Ronnie, I have another question here for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. You already asked about your world record. You have not set a world record, but you're gonna, next time you come on my program, you're gonna have set a world record, right?
I did get, I don't know if you remember on the show where we did the trivia with you a long time ago, I did get every question right on the Rocky III trivia. I don't know if that's some sort of claim.
Oh, wait,
fame,
wait, wait.
I think it was a Rocky III trivia, and
Rocky
I got every single.
Yeah.
Patriot Greg.
There you go.
All right. Okay, here's the question. Ready?
Patriot
okay, I
Greg.
I hope I have the answer.
What's the best way to separate coat hangers?
The best way to separate coat hangers. Very carefully.
Okay. Great.
Can
here's
answer
another
that
one.
Question? Okay.
Last night I went nude fencing. What's the funniest thing you've ever done lately in the nude?
The funniest thing that I did lately in the nude was the buzzkill. If you tune in and watch that, I think I was naked while I was doing that yesterday.
Okay, and one more.
What would you say to a man who has the habit of showing his fanny out in public?
More power to you, brother.
There you have it. Ronnie Rucker getting the four questions from Rip Taylor. That's Ronnie versus Rip. And, Ronnie, are you ripped?
I am not ripped yet, but I have every intention. It's too early. It's only 9 o'clock here.
Chug a lug, bro. Wait, what time is it over there? It's like 5 and a half.
It's only
9
o'clock.
Yeah.
No, it's just about to be 9 o'clock.
Wow, it's just about to be 11 o'clock.
The party's just about to really begin, I think, here.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, Ronnie.
Hey.
Thanks for joining. I'm going to bail out of here, but thanks for joining in tonight.
Thanks
for the time.
Thank you very much.
And I'm going to go to bed. I got a busy week ahead. So you guys have fun.
All right. Thank you very much. Thanks for participating or helping participate. Thank you. I enjoyed my time here.
Thanks, Ken. Ken Moore, everybody. The one and only. Ken Moore, he's the guy that tells me when I'm Patriot Gregging, which apparently I was a second ago.
Patriot Greg.
What's that, Ronnie?
You were flipping in and out, but you obviously knew that.
It's all good. It's all good, dude. We're wrapping it up here. I'm getting the fuck out of here. Don't matter.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming through, bro. I really appreciate it. I appreciate you squaring off with the Nature Boy there. You got it pretty easy, dude. My regular hardcore callers didn't come through, so like, it must be too early for them or something. I don't know. But I'm glad you came through, man. It was fun hanging out with you again on BTR. It feels like the good old days for a little bit. And I hope everybody will join me and check you out on your next broadcast next Saturday night. Oh, and what's going on next Saturday night again?
I don't know. Tomorrow we have our creative meeting and we start putting it all together. But we always have an album review, a movie review. I need to watch that tonight. And
I wanted to ask you one more thing. Speaking of album reviews, the new music, is there any new music coming out or that just came out recently that you're really jazzed about?
I am. Actually, this past week, Strip Mall Architecture came out with their like self-released album. I played a little bit of their stuff on our show last night. It's a good album. You should check it out. It's called Albino Peacock. You can get it on iTunes. Destroyer just came out with his album, Kaput. Amazing album. I'm going to put that one at the top of my list of already for 2011. It's going to be a hard one to top for sure. John Vanderslice came out with his album this week. Another amazing one. What else? Not much is coming out next week that I'm feeling is going to be like the most amazing, but a Tiger Riot is coming out with their album called Look Up. It comes out Tuesday. I think it's going to be a good one. And of course, you know, there's the Strokes album coming out pretty soon. Well, in March, I think it is. Good stuff coming down the line.
Very nice. Wow, man. New Strokes. That'll be interesting. They're playing Coachella, right?
You're right, dude. I'm really excited about it, man. I can't wait. I've actually been having, my people trying to get me an advanced copy of it. So I'm hoping to be able to get it before the world does so I can share it with everybody.
Are you going to Coachella?
No, sir. You know, being ocean locked here and one that's not a big fan of the air travel, I unfortunately am not, but it's all right, man.
I'll do a remote broadcast for you, dude. I'll do a little Beneath Everything correspondent, entertainment correspondent for Beneath Everything at Coachella.
That would be amazing.
With my flip cam.
Do it.
Oh, for sure, man. I'll hook that up, dude. Unfortunately, I don't really know any of the bands that are playing. I mean, I know of them, but usually the lineup is so humongous that I know somebody or a friend of a friend who's in a band that could get me in like somehow, and I could get backstage and like, interview people and shit. But I don't know. Gogo Bordello is the only people I know, and I don't know. I used to know their videographer and their photographer really well, but I might try to hit that up, and if I do, I will try to collect some shit and send it your way.
Awesome. There's some awesome bands going to be playing at that, man. Just looking at the list, man, there's a it should be amazing for everybody who gets out there to check them out. A lot of good stuff.
Wait, who's on there that you're really excited about?
Chromeo, Best Coast, a DeLorean, they're fucking awesome. Who else? Wiz Khalifa. Look, have you heard that cat? He's awesome. Fantagram, awesome. The Felice Brothers, they're really good. That Raphael Sadiq dude, I think he's cool. The Strokes, of course. Radio Department, man, there's a grip. The Kills, how do you not like them? War Paint, amazing. The Black Keys, they're going to blow it up. Who else, man? You know, you have to love Oza Motley. Who doesn't? Magnetic, man, they got an album coming out this year. That should be good, too. I kind of like Interpol. They're not really my favorite, but I'm into them. Cut Copy. Who else is amazing on here? Aerial Pink, Haunted Graffiti, another amazing group. There's a grip, man.
Wow, that's fucking awesome, dude. I just creamed my pants, Ronnie. Hey, everybody that's tuning in live, thanks for tuning in. Catching me tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, Disorderly Conduct. I'm Vince the Bay in the Bay. and I'm here with Ronnie Rucker, talking Muzak and Coachella. And I'm kind of juiced. A lot of these bands I've already seen, though. I mean, Gogo Bordello I love, and I've seen them at Coachella like two times already. But they're the only band that I'm really like in the Strokes, maybe. But there's a lot of people I'm just kind of like, But
if you do end up going, try to catch Fantagram. They're amazing. I really do.
Fantagram?
Fantagram.
How do you spell that?
Fantagram. Phantogram. I think they're playing on the third night.
Wow.
That's Sunday. I don't know. All right, that's the sound, right?
What's that? Hello?
Are we still on
the
air?
Can you hear me, Ronnie?
We're
off the air. Yeah, we're off the air. We're on archive right now. We're gonna wrap it up right now in the archive. I just didn't want to cut you off like right, you know, as we're going off the air. But thanks a lot for coming through, Ronnie. I really appreciate it, dude.
I can't hear you over the music, so I'm just gonna like hang up because I guess we're off the air, and I'll talk to you later.
Is there music right now? I can't even hear. Hello. All right, Ronnie. Thanks a lot, man. I'll check you out later. Ronnie Rucker, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only Ronnie Rucker, hanging out tonight on your Disorderly Conduct Sunday night special edition. This is going to be hopefully a weekly thing. I'm going to spotlight one guest. Hopefully somebody has got their own show somewhere on BTR or elsewhere in the universe. And if you're interested in being spotlit here, you can contact me, Vince in the Bay, here through Blog Talk Radio. It's blogtalkradio.com/Vince in the Bay. You can also hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. And that's it. You can email suggestions and comments and requests to me at vince@vincesvault.com. Or you can just message me here on Blog Talk Radio or direct message me on Twitter. Once again, twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. Thank you again, everybody. And thank you once again to my friend, Ronnie Rucker, for joining me tonight. It was a pleasure to have him, and a pleasure to have you here with me as well. Check me out once again tomorrow night, 1 a.m. Eastern. That's 10 p.m. Pacific, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And that'll do it. Until then, I'll talk to you later. Peace out.
No. We'll be right back.
جيمرسون يضع كرة رأسية حلوة حلوة راؤول حلوة راؤول يتقدم راؤول رابع أهداف هذا الموسم هذه أمامنا راؤول
These people are idiots.